Alright, fucking go.
This is Two Blue Ribbons Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Kevin.
And we got our guest on here, Ryan.
Tar fucking.
Yeah, that's your legal name now.
Alright.
You go to the courthouse tomorrow and change it. I'm not kidding.
I'll shake on that one.
Seriously, in a week I'm gonna look at your driver's license, and if it's the same, I'm gonna kill you.
My driver's license doesn't even have my current address on it.
So yeah, you guys know how we said that the ghost of Ryan Tarbutton was here last week. Well, now we resurrected him with necromancy, and he's back.
Yep.
It's pretty good stuff.
How was being dead, Ryan?
It was pretty cool. The dark light at the end of the tunnel is literally just the end of the tunnel. So no surprise there, and the end of the tunnel happens to look like your guest room.
Oh, so you're here now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you exit my guest room door after we're done, so you can be alive again.
All right, cool.
All right, that's it.
Bye, guys.
Good day.
1 minute.
Yep. That's it. That's all we do.
Sweet.
Pretty good drive all the way here for that.
This is a great podcast. This is the best podcast I've ever been a part of. Let's get drunk.
Speaking of drinking, what are we drinking?
Beer spot two right now.
What are we drinking?
You got to get it off the bat because we opened them before.
Right. We are drinking Arrogant Bastard Ale by Stone. But, like, I don't even know if it's Stone or not. Because it's retarded. It says
it's a Stone IP or Stone Stout.
Brewed by Arrogant Brewing.
It's the same company.
It was
though.
Probably some know. Arrogant Bastard.
So Stone is brewed by Arrogant Brewing.
Okay, well...
Whatever. It's good. It's basically like drinking poop. If poop tasted good. It's about as thick as poop. It's as dark as poop. But it tastes like really good beer.
There you go.
Or does poop taste like good beer?
We can find out.
When's the last time you had a good old like
fat turd
breakfast?
I took a lot of shits today.
Did you eat any?
Yeah.
How was it?
Wasn't bad.
Well, there you go, guys.
A lot of protein.
Just a disclaimer, don't eat your shit, guys. I'm pretty sure there's some serious health implications that can arise
from
that.
It's cool, man.
Some people are into that, though.
I was, like, really sick this morning, leaving Destiny's house.
No wonder you were sick. You've been eating shit.
I got to work. I was like, it's no big deal. I just had to take shit.
Oh, God.
It was bad, though. I felt like I was going to die this morning.
Ryan, you didn't make your top five list. You want to just
Dude,
spout
fuck.
Out what
oh,
movies
yeah,
you
I'm
do, like...
Fuck it. Now, what have you been listening to this week?
Okay, yep, first one.
Hold on, because my mind goes blank when people ask me what I've been listening to, so I'm going to pull my phone out.
Kevin, you go first, because I know you got it more
no,
easily
I'm ready,
accessible.
I'm ready to go.
Go ahead. Guess first.
Well, on the way here, I was listening to The Color and Shape by the Foo Fighters.
Good album.
Okay.
I used to have this stigma with the Foo Fighters where, like...
That's Chris Cobain's band, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't he do Creed, too?
Yes.
Not so I thought. Okay.
I have this big stigma with bands where... Or with the Foo Fighters in specific, where I like one song off the album, and they don't really have whole good albums. So, I've recently found...
I think that's their only whole
good
album.
Color and Shape. This band from Cincinnati I'm friends with just released an EP the other day called St. Bernard. I've been listening to the Courthouse Prejudice EP because I'm the only human that has it.
You should pass that shit along.
Because it's going to be released pretty soon. This new band called Black Rainbows. Bill Murray.
Murray, huh?
Yeah.
Like Johnny Stand Frank?
Up? No, Bill Murray.
That's Johnny Frank from Attack.
B-I-L-M-U.
Bill Murray.
I thought you meant the comedian Bill Murray.
No, there's a band called Bill Murray.
Wow, I'm gonna have to listen to that.
I wouldn't call it.
It's outstanding.
I wouldn't call it a band.
What genre?
They're real
Everything.
Weird. It's just weird.
I like them so much because they take all the elements of alternative metal and angsty punk microwave. I don't know. It's gorgeous. And then another band called the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Which I heard at Casa Nueva in Athens, Ohio.
Now, was there an actual massacre that took place there?
I don't know, but the Brian Jonestown Massacre is really good.
Okay, well.
It's some, like, wild, like, Frank Zappa-inspired weird stuff, if you're into Zappa.
I've got this.
You up?
Shitload of Hobo Johnson.
Okay.
Man, he blew up.
Yeah. I know.
Like, it's just like that, really day. That Tiny Desk concert submission they did. It's, to me, it's like... I don't want to like it,
But you do.
But it's just, I get so uncomfortable if I don't like it, so I have to.
It's like Lil Dicky and Listener had a fucking baby.
Why is their baby fucking?
Because why not? Why not?
Are you ready?
What else have I been listening to? A lot of Hobo Johnson. Quite a bit of Every Time I Die. Like always.
That's always.
I touched base on some the new Stone Temple Pilots album.
Okay.
Yesterday. Is that good? Yeah, their new singer's really good.
I know their singer's good. I saw Stone Temple Pilots when Chester Bennington was singing for me, and it was phenomenal. So stop farting on me. If you're going to fart on me, you might as well fart in me.
Fart in his mouth.
That's what I meant by in me.
Yeah, I'll do a fart transplant.
With mouth.
Right. Or in his nose.
Right into his butt.
Or just fart in his nose. Like, put his nose in your butt and fart.
If you fart into another human sphincter, do you just, the other human just fart? Like, does it fill up their fart box and they just fart the same fart?
Is there
a never-ending chain of farts?
Can you just indefinitely fart back and forth?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. It's like patty cake, man.
That's incredible. What else, Kevin?
I just used the word sphincter in a casual conversation. And it was
on
really
a podcast, of course.
It's going on the internet.
Let's see. An old band, Chronic Future. They were like rap, pop, punk, but they're actually good at it. Not right. Fucking terrible.
All right.
And there's got to be one more. There's got to be. I'm just going to go ahead and say Tool.
Oh, okay.
Let's do a lot of Tool this week.
Are you getting hyped up for July?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not going.
May, you mean?
Huh?
You talking about Rockin' the Range?
Yeah.
It's May 19th, 20th, 21st. Oh, then.
What did I say, July?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I made the decision, instead of going to Rockin' the Range, of buying a new drum kit, so...
Are
you going to Bunbury with us? That's right.
Oh, I know.
Forgot.
I was doing it ironically.
Because so no one can hear you?
Yeah, to piss people off. Like, what is he saying?
Like, you were talking about ICP last week? They were just like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, dude, I couldn't hear it at all. At all. Because Kevin made an ICP reference. He was like, I'm down the clown. And I was like, no, we don't talk about
Pennywise.
ICP.
Pennywise, the clown. I'm down the clown with some Pennywise at Warped Tour.
I don't talk about ICP.
Sorry.
That'll be leading into our...
gatherings are fine now.
You're fucking fired.
That'll be leading into our new segment. I'll just go ahead and tell you the name to get you excited and make you listen to the whole thing. It's Who Would You Holocaust?
Oh.
I did not thoroughly read this list.
I don't think that's on there.
Genocide.
It's genocide.
All right, you can't... No one can see this that's listening to this, obviously, but there's this list of just normal podcasty type things. And on the side, smaller letters,
genocide.
And the D and the E are underlined for some reason.
I don't know, man.
Who would you genocide? All right, this isn't a race thing at all.
Oh, no. I got to do my bands. We're saving that later.
Oh.
To force people to listen to the whole thing until
get
to
okay.
We're tricking you guys. I'm sorry.
You're tricking me.
Of course, Kendrick. Can't beat him. We got Logic's new album, Bobby Tarantino 2, his new mixtape.
Fantastic.
So good. Ryan hates
Logic. I hate you still.
Logic. I've also been listening to Hobo Johnson. Been listening to some Love, Death, and Mortality by the Glitch Mob.
Okay, I love you.
Kevin introduced me to After the Burial. Have you heard them, Ryan?
No, they don't sound like a band I would enjoy, though.
They're honestly pretty good.
See, most of the time when you like a metal band, I don't.
It's thumpy. Yeah, it's real thumpy.
It's real bassy. Alright, and we got Veil of Maya, of course, Ryan, sorry.
Can we talk about, at the top of your music on your phone,
yeah.
Fragile by Yes is on there?
Oh yeah, we were just listening.
We were listening to Yes before you got it.
Yes is amazing.
That record
playing
is
air guitar roundabout, just nonstop, in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah.
My coworker Johnny, shout out to Johnny, you probably won't listen to this. He's been introducing me to all the good 70s prog bands like Caius and... Yes, and...
Caius isn't a 70s prog band.
They're like a 90s prog band.
They're like a 90s stoner...
Oh, he had described them as... Oh, no. They're stoner rock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Easy there, Buster.
Whoa.
You're stepping into my arena.
Oh, no. The funny thing is, Ryan, I'm glad you're here, because I asked him his opinion on Dope Smoker by Sleep, and he said... Oh, yeah, Dope Smoker by Sleep is not bad. Yeah, that's a good song. And I was like, I fucking hate it. And he's like, oh, well, I'm glad you said that because I do too. I was like, yeah, stoner rock sucks. And he's like, oh, no, it doesn't.
No,
and then he showed me a bunch of stoner rock stuff that I actually liked.
Because you don't like Dope Smoker because it's doomy.
Yeah.
doom if you metal-y. Listen to other Sleep's other songs and records, that it sounds nothing like Dope Smoker.
Well, okay,
I just hope they play Dope Smoker when we see them.
They will.
They'll play part of it,
front to back.
Would go home and be happy.
He showed me a band that has the dude from Sleep in it, and it's a
High on Fire.
Yeah. Yep. Matt and Pike. They're good.
Yeah, High on Fire is freaking. We got compared to High on Fire on tour, which I thought was strange. Mm. But I'm like, dude, you want to compare us to like a band that Matt Pike is in? I'm totally fine with that.
Speaking of bands, Ryan's in a band.
Ryan is in a band.
Unfortunately.
We're going to be at our last spots interviewing Ryan.
I talked a lot of shit about it yesterday in my interview.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know you didn't. I watched that.
I was like, that band fucking sucks.
Josh didn't know he was kidding, and he's just like, oh, I think they're pretty good.
Like, they fucking suck, man. I said that pretty much by every band I recognize the name of. Shit, garbage, just get them out of here. That's why I quit playing metal.
Like, Kevin, what do you like? Well, Katy Perry, that's it. Katy Perry.
That's it, man. That's it.
Did you see that kid that was mad that she kissed him?
Yeah.
I would be like, bro.
Everyone's calling it sexual assault and stuff.
I'm like, dude, you got kissed by Katy Perry. I don't care if you're gay or not. Dude, like,
Katy Perry's a gorgeous woman.
I kissed
a
girl and it was sexual assault, I'm assuming.
Here's the thing, man. If Simon Cowell jumped up there and kissed a girl, he'd be like,
oh,
run out of there with handcuffs, you know? Like, immediately. I'm not trying to bring
the
up...
The judges would probably beat him up, honestly.
Dude,
Randy Jackson would be like, that's a no for me, dog.
As he punches him in the face. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog. I'm going to jump into something real quick.
Good.
You got shows coming up.
A couple.
Or should I say... We have shows coming up.
Yeah, we do. You're not in my band, but you are in another band now.
No.
What?
No.
No?
I just quit. Not just now. Brandon, I quit.
Damn it.
But.
I think he's lying.
I am lying. We'll go ahead and advertise this Friday. Who's playing?
I'm going to look at the poster.
Go ahead and look at the poster.
I kind of only, like...
Okay.
He only cares about two bands, his own and the headliner, so...
Tickets for this show coming up on Friday at Thompson House are $10, and I would say, what, 12 at the door?
12 at the door.
12 at the door. It looks like it's going to sell out. Everyone's running out of tickets, so get a hold of any of these bands that he's about to say right now.
The Obnoxious Boot Casting the Last Stone CD release show, featuring the Obnoxious Boot, obviously, Sensei, We Are as Ronin, Outkast, Eugenius, Dead Roses, and Derail.
And is Outkast going to play Miss Jackson?
I don't know.
Is Outkast going to play Hey Ya?
I hope so.
I guess I didn't really realize that they have the same name as actual Outkast.
Well, whoever Outkast is, if they play a cover of Hey Ya, I will poop my pants in the pit.
I hope they
and
do.
And throw it at
that
people.
That would be so
there
fucking funny.
There won't be a pit. What? You can't mosh upstairs, I'm sorry.
You're right.
Is it all upstairs?
Can't mosh upstairs, right. For the listeners,
is the whole show
I'm
upstairs?
Winking.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Up in the parlor room.
So I can't jump, but I can still run and punch people.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Kinda. You can walk really fast and punch people.
Like speed walking?
Yeah, basically.
Or, you know, Malcolm in the Middle, when Hal takes up, like, speed running, walking? Yeah, like that.
You best believe I'm still going to get on top of everyone during your guys' set.
Good.
Because it's not that me hitting the floor is like dropping a feather. Like, it's not a big deal.
I mean, even if the floor does break... You could honestly tell people, hey, at one of my shows, someone broke through the floor.
And we died.
Yep, everyone died.
Except me.
Everyone underneath died instantly.
It's
and
like
the people that were above died painfully and slowly.
When Avanti played in there, Grandpa and I got up on, I don't know if those are like pews or whatever.
They're all church pews, yeah.
Yeah, but we stood up there and he was like, if the floor gives in, which I think it might, we might have to be the people to save everybody because it's not going to give in like on the wall.
Yeah, you will just be standing there looking
like,
at everybody.
Oh, fuck,
like,
all these people are
bitches.
Dead.
Bye.
Bye.
You know how shitty we're going to feel if this actually happens and we're like, oh shit, we gotta delete the podcast. We might be legally implicated.
We could be fucking dead, so.
Yeah, you might be dead.
Yeah.
So if one of us is alive, we'll have to delete it.
This brings me forward to the next show that I know of that you guys are playing, which is May 12th at the same place, Thompson House.
Downstairs.
Downstairs, in the big room, with the rented sound equipment that's rented from God himself.
It's all rented.
Yeah. That sound system is fucking amazing.
It sounds great.
The return of Glass World, because Beth had a baby.
I never listened to
them. You should.
Are they good?
They're
what are they,
they're up your alley.
They're it's basically Avanti's arch rival now. They got two female fronted bands. It's gonna be kind of.
Yeah, but Glassworld doesn't have Cody Baxter.
That's true.
They do have a Danny.
But they do have a Danny. You are correct.
Danny's a fucking monster.
It's gonna be a friendly rivalry, not like, you know, Crips and Bloods.
It could be.
It'd be more like the Krusty Krab and the Chum Bucket rivalry.
Yeah. No, that's a horrible comparison. Both bands are good.
They're all friends.
Yeah.
Like everyone on that bill.
I just want a friendly rivalry. I'm not friends with any of these people. All right, so I'm going to go through the list here. Glassworld, Return of Glassworld. Congratulations, Beth, on your baby. If you hear this, you won't. Darkroom Ignite, Avanti.
They're good.
Oh, what in the hell?
Yeah, I couldn't read that one either.
Is it the Alexith Effect? Something like that.
Well, whoever they are, get a new logo.
Yeah, that's painful. It hurt my eyes. We'll go with Alexith Effect. Avanti, Breakup Lines. Did I already say Derailed?
That's it.
Ryan's band. I didn't say Ronan, though, because I was saving
the
good news for last. I myself am joining the metal scene again, and we are as Ronan, and I could not be more terrified.
Kevin's spoiling. He's joining We Are as Ronan by bringing a samurai sword with me Friday at the Obnoxious Buddha Show. We're going to be chopping off your friendly neighborhood limbs in the pit. And well, the running pit.
It's going to be a walking... Well, last time Q played up there, he said, I want to see a circle pit, but we can't. So he opened up set of doors, led into the hallway, and people did a walking circle pit around like the whole fucking upstairs.
I'm down. That happens Friday.
I'll do it. The whole derailed set. We'll walk in a circle. Even though you guys do not play circle pit songs at all.
No, we don't.
Ooh.
We're more of a head bobby beer drinking band.
I'm more of a climber when I listen to you guys.
I'm more of a
climber. I know that.
I'm a climber.
It's gonna be
no. Fun. I did some swinging at Thompson House to you guys.
I know.
I still had that fucking pool noodle that they were throwing out from the world I knew.
We whomped heads.
Yeah, it sucked.
I don't really know how it happened, but I just remember standing. I was in the crowd at the end of the set, and just. Got dizzy really fast.
Someone
couldn't figure out why.
It was because I was on my knees, like, bowing to you, and someone thought I fell, and they were trying to pick me up, and I was pulling away from them at the same time, like, get the fuck off me. And then it just went head first right into your head.
All right.
It hurt.
Ryan, we're going to talk about your tour and your interview, probably, but the last day of your tour, I went and saw you at Donato's basement in Columbus. Did your guitar retain any damage after that show?
Well, it's not my guitar.
Okay.
But it's Caleb's and no, it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, good, because I kicked it and your hand while you were playing.
Hopefully Caleb doesn't listen to this, because he will kill you.
I'm sorry. I got pushed in, and I was just going hard, and before I knew it, I opened my eyes as my foot was swinging, and you were on the ground playing, and I was like, oh no, kicked your hand.
No, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it happened.
So yeah, wow. Come to these shows.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a fun time.
That...
Nobody's going to hear this.
No, no one listens to this.
Well, the people that listen to this will probably be at that show, because I did buy a ticket.
There you go.
For her, so.
Yeah.
Is Michaela going?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No, not part of the pregnant life, sorry.
Oh. I don't know, dude. Beth from Glassworld performed while she was pregnant.
That's crazy.
Multiple
like,
times.
Like, visibly pregnant.
Oh my god.
She performed pregnant when she was in the Rose Hill, too.
Yeah.
The good old days.
She might have been pretty when they were on tour.
Well, let's put it this way. Kayla's not a huge, huge fan of metal as it is, so she's definitely not going to go when she's pregnant.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, when we went to Donato's basement, right when the pit opened up, it derailed. I was like, you should probably get back now. And she, like, ran away.
She's at the bar.
We're going to do something real quick. Oh, this is 8:28. I didn't realize what time it was.
Oh, are we calling him now?
We might as well.
Okay.
Who are we calling?
We're calling Kevin's friend.
We're going to call my friend. He's going to talk to us for like 5 minutes. It's going to be bad.
He's going to apparently be extremely sexist and misogynistic.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. I guess.
Is this a segment?
No. Well, it was. It was Call Mick, but I scratched it out because apparently he goes to bed at 9.
No, we're just going to call him. Oh, where?
Call Nana.
No, I'm not calling my grandmother.
One of these days, Kevin, I'm going to get you to call Nana.
We could try, but she won't answer if it's not me. She didn't have like I said, didn't have my number in her phone, had an old number, and I tried calling her a bunch because I didn't answer it. And I was like, do you have my right number? Because I've had my number for 2 years. She was like, no.
I haven't talked to my grandmother on the phone in 2 years. Here we go. Is he aware of us calling?
I told him we were going to.
Now we're
going
to have to put this far away.
I told him he's a segment on the show. Actually, you can set it like right in front of Ryan. And it'll pick, like, not right there, but, like, right here. That's so quiet.
Turn it up a little. I think it's down. Yeah.
Watch him not answer us. Oh, my God. He did it.
Hello.
What's up, Andy?
Oh, he knows me. Hello. You are on Two Blue Ribbons. How you doing?
I'm on what?
You're on Two Blue Ribbons? That's our podcast, man. Damn.
Two Blue Ribbons podcast. Like, as in PBR.
Oh.
We're not sponsored by them at all.
Yet.
Yet.
You'll probably get sued by them.
Nah. Anyone can call anything Two Blue Ribbons.
But we just explicitly said it was from PBR, though, so that might...
That's the inspiration.
Fuck them.
No.
Fuck them. What, Mick?
Way to go, Kevin.
I'm sorry. So what do you have to say to us tonight? I know you have something planned.
I have nothing to say to you, Kevin.
I know you don't. You never have anything to say to me.
No.
Do you have anything to say to anybody else?
Not really.
Ryan's here.
Who? Fuck you.
Ryan.
The guy that bailed on you last time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, I was busy. I'm sorry.
I'm in bed, but I answered my phone.
Well, thank you, Mick.
You want to tell us what's in your couch cushions?
Nothing, because I clean my couch because I'm not a piece of shit.
I don't even own a couch.
We can't call you ever.
No.
He sits in a chair all day.
Mick, how can you clean your couch, man? You need to let it dirty up for like 3 months so we can call you and do couch cushion finds with you.
Well, I live by myself and I'm never home.
Just be as filthy as you can when you're home.
He already is.
Like, disgusting.
Pretty sure he gets naked as soon as he opens his front door without closing his
naked
front door.
Naked day one, yep.
Yep.
Yep. Immediately.
Immediately naked.
Are you naked?
I cleaned my fleshlight earlier.
What?
I said I cleaned my fleshlight earlier.
What kind of cleaner did you use?
Matticide.
Okay. And would
I
you...
I don't want to would, get an STD from my fleshlight.
Would you recommend using that cleaner?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also recommend the HR Puff and Stuff fleshlight because he looked like a fleshlight before fleshlights existed.
There you go. Oh, man.
Is that all you've done? Did you use your fleshlight tonight?
Yes. While watching Jessica Jones on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It's a tie-in from last episode.
Is it good?
It is good. I finished it. How'd you like it, Mick?
It's not bad. I just like that Luke Cage is fucking Jessica Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. And breaking furniture and shit while doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
See, I just finished season two. Season one is meh compared to season two, so I would just suggest you start on season two.
I should. So, tell us about your new neighbor.
Oh, fucking Mama Fratelli from the Goonies?
Is it better than what's his name, Bear?
It's the female equivalent.
The female equivalent. Alright, that sucks. I saw Bear the other day.
Really? He didn't kill himself yet?
No. He has all of his shit in his van still. And he was at Walmart's gas station in Wilmington. His van was just full of shit. He opened the door and I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah, he smells terrible.
He does smell pretty bad.
Does he? Do you think he works towards smelling bad?
Well, I know that when he moved out, they had people in CDC suits going to his apartment.
And he wanted me to move in there.
Now, are we talking full hazmat or?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Like, they had to issue a warning to me because I live so close to him.
Okay, so did you see any, like, badgers or raccoons running out of his apartment and then, like, dying before they could get all the way out?
No, but when they kicked him out, you couldn't see the floor under the trash.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So not Glass World, Trash World.
Trash World.
is. His house, his apartment kind of looked like the Underworld and Demolition Man.
Oh, God, that's only great because I get that reference. Oh, man, Sylvester Stallone.
I'm kind of glad I didn't move in there, even though they remodeled everything.
Oh, it's nice now.
Yeah, except you got Goonie's grandma looking next to you.
Yeah, she sucks.
Well, I'm sorry. They never called me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called you either, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. You fucking hate me and I'm a piece of shit. I know.
So you clean your couch cushions regularly. What's the craziest thing you've ever found in your couch?
Probably his fleshlight.
No, I know where that is at all times.
he keeps that in his pocket.
It's actually just on his dick most of the day.
Oh, okay, yeah. You just keep it there while you're flaccid penis? Or are you just always erect?
I'm always erect.
Okay, there you go.
They actually used my blood to create Viagra.
Almost had an issue there. Oh, God. So you're rich then, right?
I'm rich.
Or did they steal your blood to make it?
I just gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
He's doing, you're the like, world, oh, doing the world a service.
Yeah, like, I mean, it seems like a great cause. I guess I'll give my dick blood to the chemist. Why not?
Yeah, I'll do it for boner. If my, like, blood cured AIDS, I would charge money for it.
Yeah, but for boners, free. Free every day.
Free boners for everyone.
You get a boner, you get a boner.
The world needs boners.
Would you have sex with Oprah?
No.
No.
I probably would.
Nick, would you have sex with Oprah?
Yes.
That's actually what his fleshlight's name, why? Right? Oprah?
Why?
Yeah, why would you have sex with Oprah?
To say you had sex with Oprah.
I would rob her afterwards.
All right, fair enough.
I would put her to sleep with the dick and then steal all her shit.
Is your fleshlight nicknamed Oprah?
No, it's puffing stuff. Okay. I stay true.
Okay. Do you never just say Oprah while you're using it, maybe a little bit?
No, I'm a very quiet masturbator.
Okay. Keeping it on the DL.
Unlike me, he says I cry for like 45. No, you told me you cried for 45 minutes loudly after you're done.
Me?
Yeah. You said, just a fair warning, if you move in next door, I tend to scream when I come and cry for 45 minutes afterwards.
Oh, I'm like a church mouse when I come. We could sleep in the same bed and you wouldn't even know I jerked off.
Oh, God.
Looking forward to it.
It'll happen.
I know, well, I don't doubt it.
All right, well, I think your 5 minutes with me is up.
Yeah.
How long are you going to have to pay me?
Mick?
Pretty much is.
It was nice talking to you.
You too, Andy.
It'll have to happen again.
Every week.
Every week. Be ready.
Ryan?
Yes.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Goodbye, Mick.
I fucking love him.
I mean, he has a fleshlight named Puff and stuff.
He also has a Twitter account that I run.
Okay.
And it's the shit that he says to me. I'm gonna have to get you guys in the loop.
Please don't make me a fake Twitter account, please.
I'm gonna make Michaela one.
Oh, God.
It's a tweet about how I'm mad at you at all.
It's a Nikolai's brain is what it's called.
Okay.
And some of the shit that he says is off the wall.
Yep.
Like, why does your ear look like a labia?
It's good.
All kinds of stuff. What now?
What are we doing?
What's next on your...
Well, unfortunately, we're going to go ahead and get it out of the way. The one segment that Ryan's not going to like and probably not going to say anything during.
I got a good one.
Marvel shit?
Oh, no, never mind. I thought you were doing top five movies.
We'll do top five movies. Okay. We'll do that now. Okay, that's fine.
All right. Go ahead.
Top five movies. Go ahead.
Fight Club.
Okay.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right.
Oh, fuck. 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 I'm losing it. I don't know.
I've never heard of those movies.
You've heard of Fight Club.
I was talking about the ones where you're
I don't know.
Fuck.
Fight Club, Hitchhiker's Guide, Swiss Army Man. It's a great movie. Project Almanac was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Probably not top five, but that's what I can come up with. Hot Rod.
Okay.
I love that movie. One.
I have seen Hot Rod.
Ryan Fuckbutton, you're up.
All right. I'm probably going to say Max Keeble.
Okay, yeah, Max Keeble's big move. Yeah. That's
great.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Okay, yeah.
Shrek 4.
Oh, yes. Forever After? Shrek Forever After?
No, Shrek 4. Jack O'Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know. Mr. These are movies that nobody should like.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big movie guy, so I just tried to pick dumb movies.
The SpongeBob movie.
I love the SpongeBob movie. That's a legitimate movie, so why would I put it on my top five?
Just to piss you off, I said that.
I like the live action 3D one that they did. It was pretty good with David Hasselhoff in it. Or no. They had David Hasselhoff was in both SpongeBob movies, yeah. But he's in the newer one too.
Where they're like 3D in the city and chasing cannonballs and shit.
Chasing
plankton. Oh, it was Antonio Banderas.
Yeah,
the
pirate. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Arr.
Alright, Andrew. Alright. Here we go. You guys ready? First off, Back to the Future. Right off the bat. Favorite movie of all time. Second, I'm going to go with Empire Strikes Back. Even though that's a series movie, I don't care. It's just the best movie. The best Star Wars movie, in my opinion. Oh, God. Now I have block like Kevin did. Fuck.
Porn doesn't count.
Porn doesn't? That was my last three, Ryan. God damn it.
Backdoor Sluts 5.
It was going to be Big Booty O's 6.
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks is not...
Should we talk to John Gibbs?
Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, God. Go for it.
We got a caller.
Hello.
What up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. You mind if I come chill for a few minutes?
Well, I'm not home, so you can go fuck yourself.
Where are you at?
I'm gone.
Oh, well, fine.
John Gibbs. This is Andy Duncan.
What are you doing right now?
Driving around, bored.
Oh, you're driving around, you're not home?
What? I need you to pull over, John. You're on our podcast right now. I need you to do something for me.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to
pull... I can't pull over yet.
Okay, well, I need you to pull over as soon as you can, so we'll just go ahead and kill time before you can pull over.
I mean, I'm about to be able to pull over, not even 10 seconds.
Okay, what did you do today?
What did I do today?
Oh, yeah, how's your day
going? I woke up. Oh, I can't park here. Shit.
Damn it, John.
Do it anyways.
Just do it.
Alright, I woke up, watched Joe Rogan's podcast I watched the whole podcast, I think.
Good stuff. Which one?
His live one from today.
Oh.
I forget who it was.
I listened to some of it.
Then I went to the gym. Did legs.
Did you break them?
No, I thought I was gonna fuck my knee up.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Good
job.
I
mean, not yet. It's probably gonna happen, but not yet.
Okay, next time if it does happen eventually, you need to call in on us on our show and you need to tell us.
I mean, it's not gonna be some crazy story where I was squatting and my knee fucking broke.
Yeah, but we need to know. Our audience needs to know.
Who's your audience?
No one, as of now.
Four or five people.
I was gonna say, like 5 people.
Literally 5 people. Are you stopped in your car right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to go in between your seats and under your seats, and I need you to tell us what you find. This segment's usually called couch cushion finds, but you're in your car, so we're going to do an on-the-go segment. Ryan is losing his shit right now.
Lights on. Alright. I don't think there's anything. Well, there's a receipt in between my seats.
What's on it?
What is the receipt for?
What'd you buy?
It was a...
What is it, John? We need to know.
I don't even know. No, I don't even know what it is. It's from the post office, I think.
Okay, so you buy some stamps.
It doesn't say what it was for. It just says debit card.
I'm going to go ahead and assume stamps or you shipped something. So there you go. I was hoping for dildo, but I guess we didn't get that.
Yeah.
Do you have any baby doll arms, maybe?
Any what?
Baby doll arms.
What is that?
Like arms from baby dolls.
Oh no.
Oh damn.
Or okay. Actual baby's arms.
Or babies. Underneath, baby's arms.
I have a headrest for my car.
Okay.
Let's go check the passenger side.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you. I appreciate you putting all this work in for us. It's a lot. I appreciate it.
I have a guitar, a pair of shoes. Oh, that's good.
What brand of shoes?
Adidas.
Adidas? Okay, John Gibbs is repping Adidas right now. All right.
Yeah. I got a protein shaker, like a shaker bottle.
Okay.
A large cup from Burger King.
Excellent.
A toy from Wendy's.
Oh, nice. You got a kid's meal. That is just great.
Dustpan for a broom.
This is pretty good, John. You're doing good. You're doing good, man.
Looks like that's it.
All right. Well, that was really good. Thank you. We got couch cushion finds out of the way real fast.
Still gotta call my mom.
You've got to.
John, we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Finish your call.
Bye.
All right, guys. Well, that was a surprise guest, John Gibbs, friend of mine.
Met him at the
real
bar.
Real good friend of Ryan's.
Friday night?
A couple days ago.
So that was very good. I mean, that dustpan, that got me.
Dustpan. Just found a fucking dustpan under my seat.
Are we trying to...
Yeah, we gonna... They go to bed at like 10, so we gonna... No, hang on. Hang on. Why do you have... Flowers.
Fake sunflowers with glitter on them. Kayla got that for our fall decor, and it kind of just made its way in here.
All right.
Who are we calling?
Kevin's mom.
We should call Gooby.
Couch Kitchen Finds. We can call Gooby later if you want. Yeah. I'm down.
How come your phone's not as loud as it was last
time? Hello?
Week? Hi.
Hey.
Do you know who this is?
It sounds like my son.
No. Yes, again.
It's his murderer.
It's his murderer?
I murdered Kevin.
No, don't murder Kevin.
I tantalized him with Oreos and cookies and milk and a guitar.
That works every time.
Those are his favorite things.
And every time. Now he's
works
dead.
Every time.
So what are you doing right now?
Watching The Voice.
Oh, heck
Who's winning?
Nobody yet.
I don't really care.
It just started, I think.
I don't really care at all.
Yeah.
So you're watching The Voice.
Yes.
Are you on the couch?
I'm in the chair.
She's in a chair. I guarantee you she was half asleep 10 seconds ago.
Okay.
Who was sleeping?
You.
No, I was not sleeping.
You're lying. If you're not sleeping, you're lying.
Not lying. Wasn't sleeping. Just got done watching one of the X-Men movies. I don't know.
Oh, which one?
I was watching...
What are some of the things that happened and I got this?
Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one. That's the best one.
I know, I liked it.
It's so good.
I liked it a lot.
It's so good. All right, Kevin, take it away.
So, where are you at now?
I'm standing in the living room. Why?
I need you to walk over to the other side of the room.
Well, where to?
Any of your couches.
The door? Any of my couches?
Any of your couches.
Okay.
Is somebody in the couch?
I can go big couch, little couch.
You can go big couch, little couch. That's fine.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
We need you to tell us what is in between your couch cushions.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we need you to tell us what you find.
What I find in my... Oh, let's see. on the corner.
Oh, best find right there. Nothing better than finding a quarter, honestly.
I got two guitar picks.
Oh, Kevin.
Sweet. Are they Jazz Threes?
Are these Jazz Threes? Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Lots of crumbs.
Those are probably mine.
Do they taste good?
Yeah, it was delicious. Oh, there's a bobby pin.
There you go.
You can pick locks with that.
This plate sucks.
Oh, what's this?
Oh.
I think, whoops, I pushed it down the back, whatever it was. I think it was another car pick.
Oh, no.
What else is in here? Crumbs. A bead. Oh, is that a BB?
A BB?
Oh, yeah. Popcorn!
Oh, nice. That is good.
Is it movie theater butter or caramel?
Kevin, are these your underwear?
Yep, I'm sure they are.
Kevin, I thought I told you to quit putting your underwear on the couch, man.
Kevin doesn't wear underwear anymore. He's dead.
Yeah, that.
Casket weather, motherfucker.
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. A Christmas tree hook.
Oh, man.
That'll come in handy next year.
Do you use that to fish for Christmas trees?
I do.
She does.
Man, what kind of boat do you need to go for fishing Christmas trees?
I think that's it, except for a lot of crumbs.
What about the other couch?
Hold on.
Oh God! And if there's nothing in the other couch, you can go under it too if you want to.
Oh, under it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I could probably go under this couch and find some stuff. The big couch. Huh. Well, let's see here. I'm sure I'll find something. Something fun.
Like Scrabble?
Scrabble's not fun.
Kentucky Scrabble's fun. I'll explain it to you.
Doesn't involve alcohol.
You know what? There's nothing in this one.
Oh.
There's nothing in the other couch.
What a shitty couch.
That is not a fun couch.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Nope. There's a sequin.
Oh, okay.
That's from Kevin's stripper outfit.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
You got to share that to me sometime.
They call me hot and spicy cinnamon.
You weren't supposed to tell people that. That was a big secret.
No, the secret's out now.
I'm supposed to look at it, too?
If you want. I mean, that's fine.
Okay, there's a mechanical pencil.
Nice.
Good find.
There's a bead.
Another good find.
There's another guitar pick.
Sorry, Ryan's dying. He doesn't vape and he's vaping.
Hey, Ryan.
Here he is.
Remember how you hit that 30 watts earlier?
Nothing this underneath is 80. It.
There's nothing underneath it?
Nope.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Okay, let's look under the big one.
Uh-oh, he's looking under the big one.
That was a bad idea.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. That's my vulnerable.
Is there nothing under there either? Did you die?
There's a cracker wrapper.
A cracker wrapper?
What kind of cracker?
Is it M&M?
Shut up.
Oh, that was good.
Uh-oh, what's this? Oh, a piggy.
A piggy?
Oh no.
Like a full size pig?
Yeah. Yep.
Micro pig.
Probably a dog toy.
I don't know what this is.
Why'd you get all quiet?
Did
you
I'm going under for it. Something's gonna bite me.
Just don't get bit by the pig. That probably hurt real bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, she got bit by the pig.
I found the prize. Our first Christmas without Harambee.
What?
You found my Christmas ornament?
1999 to 2016.
It's a first Christmas without Harambe Christmas ornament.
That is amazing.
Why does it say dicks out?
Why are you cutting out so bad?
It says dicks out.
It's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
It's in memorandum of Harambe.
Like, oh, okay, whoops.
Well.
You remember that gorilla that got shot in cold blood?
Well, you know, he went, well.
It was cold blood.
He's in heaven now.
Yeah, he's in heaven now. That kid was probably from Courthouse.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ryan, was that kid from Courthouse?
I don't know. See, I got a dirty couch now.
What did I do?
There's
crumbs everywhere.
Was that kid that got Harambe shot from Courthouse? Because I'm assuming he was.
No.
I don't know.
Dirt people.
Ouch.
Don't make fun of my kind.
What, Courthouse people?
Yeah, Ryan's made entirely of dirt. Every cell in his body is dirt.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a miracle he's alive, but...
Am I supposed to look at anything else or then any other questions?
No, that's all we needed.
Yeah, you did really good. Thank you.
Well, I didn't find much.
Oh, you found plenty. You found plenty. That was great.
You found a Harambe ornament that says dicks out.
There's a Fruit Loop.
Okay.
So what are you looking under now?
The chair.
Oh, God.
A penny, a flock stick,
a what?
And a bead.
A what stick?
A floss.
Oh, a floss stick.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, for your teeth, kind of thing.
You're the only one that sits over there, so that's all you.
And there's chocolate. Okay, that's it. That's all I found.
That's all you found? Well, this has been fun.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's my fucking mom.
That was great.
That was good. We did way better this week than we did last week. You know what I think we should do? Take a fucking break.
I'm down. Bye. Vama stories.
We're back.
Can I just lead up to the podcast saying I did switch beer from Arrogant Bastard to the new Pabst APA, American Pale Ale. Kevin's enjoying one.
It's pretty American.
It's really fucking good. Like, if you like... beer?
IPAs.
Try that. No. If you just like beer, really try that.
If you like beer, drink PBR.
And if you're not over 21, then...
go fuck yourself.
Then find a way to get it.
Stop listening to us.
Get old, scrub.
All right. So we're moving on to some shit our friends ask us to do. And we got a couple requests. And one I'm not fucking doing, which is take each other's socks off with our mouths.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that either.
No. I could do it.
I could, but I'm not going to.
I've worn these socks for 3 days straight.
I'll do it. I don't care.
It's more of a video thing.
Yeah, we'll need that on video, sir.
Yeah. So, our other one is vomit stories.
Now, most of these are going to involve alcohol, I assume.
Yes. All of them. Vomit stories.
All right. Let me think a little bit. I've had some good ones.
I'm going to tell one for Ryan. He didn't actually vomit, but it was still funny. When we had that party here.
Oh, I'll tell that one because I was on the brink of vomiting. We had a party here at Andy's house one night and...
Party.
It was a party.
Dude, we got lit.
We had like seven people.
I got trashed that night.
Yeah. That's a party. Three is a crowd. Okay. So,
all right. Seven's a party.
Yeah. And I had drank some wine, I believe.
A whole bottle?
I drank a whole bottle of very, very potent wine, mind you. And at one point in the night,
You drank whiskey, too. You drank...
Nope. I didn't touch any whiskey that night. Nope. At one point, I thought I needed to go to the bathroom and vomit. And I'm really good at vomiting. Like, I know when I have to. So I got in the bathroom and sat down in front of the toilet and... you know, crossed my legs. I even put down a towel. And I'm like, all right, time to go. And I couldn't do it. It just wasn't happening. So I thought in order to make myself, I would lay down on my back and close my eyes and give myself the spins because that's a perfect way to puke. And I ended up just falling asleep for probably a good
hour.
And, of course, everybody was concerned that I had died or passed out.
It took me like 45 minutes to realize. Come back. Yeah.
So our other friend Kevin decided that he was going to pick the lock to the bathroom, picked the lock, walked in and just saw me snoozing like a little baby, a big, big drunken baby.
And then left him there.
And then left me there. I think he tried to wake me up, but it wasn't working. So I just laid there for a while, door open, lights were on, and then Andy's dog Bella came in and was like licking my face, like trying to revive me from the dead. And I woke up and I was like, oh, hey, fell asleep on the bathroom floor. And then I actually went to bed after that. It was a good time.
All right. Kevin, you're up.
This is a doozy.
We're ready.
Okay, I'm at work. My friend's 21st birthday is coming up. I think I'm 22 or 23 at the time, somewhere like a couple years ago. So we go to the Depot in Hillsboro. Which, those of you who don't know the Depot or where the Depot is, every time you go there, there's about a 90% chance you're going to see a race war in the parking lot. So that's always fun.
The pop pops.
Yeah, it's pretty fun times. Pop, 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 but so I'm depressed as usual, and just drinking triple whiskey sours nonstop, back to back. I probably had 8 or 9 of them. I'm out in the patio, I guess you would call it. My head between my knees at a picnic table, just puking on the ground, right? So I didn't know what time it was. Friend walks back and goes, hey, bar's closing, we gotta go. I was like, fuck, okay. So I get carried out to the car like an injured basketball player, just like stumbling. And I get put in the car and they hand me a bag. And I don't know if you guys know this, but when I puke. I don't stop. It just keeps happening. So I'm puking in this Walmart bag in the car. And we got a 50-minute drive. And we wanted to stop at Walmart so everybody could go take a piss. And I was like, just leave me in the car. And they're like, cool. And then my friend Jordan opened the door and let me kind of hang out.
Literally.
Yeah, I was just hanging out of the door, just puking on the ground because I moved. And so, that's what happens when I move, when I get real sick. They come back, and my friend from work shoves me back up into the car, but doesn't make sure I stay shoved back up into the car. And I fall back down, and I get my head slammed in the door. Oh, no. Which caused me to just puke more.
Like a puke bubble. We
finally get back to the house, and I'm passed out at that point, and they end up waking me up somehow, and they said, hey, we're here. And I said, just fucking leave me here. So they turned off the dome light and opened both sides of the door, and my head's hanging out of one side and my feet are hanging out of the other. And it was like a Nissan Sentra, so it's not real big. And I wake up at 7 a.m. to this person's dad cutting firewood. Never met him in my life. And his dude's 70 years old. And he walks out. He goes, you want to go inside and lay on the couch? I'm just like, no. Just leave me here. I can sleep through you cutting wood. I don't give a fuck. And before my sentence was over, I puked again. Never met this dude in my life. He's a 70-year-old devout Christian dude. And I'm just oh, what fuck. What a
good sport.
Yeah, he took care of me. That's my puke story.
One of them good Christians.
One of them good ones.
One of them good ones.
All right, I guess I'm up. I'm gonna save my good one. We'll go ahead and do just two stories each.
So yeah, because I didn't puke in mine.
I'll do my short story first. So I was living, the first time I moved out of my parents' house, we called this house New Haven. And I was living with 4 friends. And I got way, 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 way too drunk. And it was 2 a.m. Party was over. And I was like, oh, well, time to go to bed. I lived upstairs, so I went upstairs. Went in my room. And started to lay down. And there was a trash can in my closet. It was a big walk-in closet. So I'm like, oh, I gotta puke. So I get up, and I'm like, I'm probably not gonna make it all the way downstairs to the bathroom. So I just open up my door and puke in the trash can in my closet. Puked a lot. All of the alcohol I drank, I puked all of it up. And I shut the door, and then 5 months ago, later when I moved out, I had to empty that trash can.
did you forget about it?
No, I did not forget about it. I'm just such a procrastinating piece of shit that I just left it there. I never opened the closet again. I just left it to marinate. And this was during the summer, too, so it was hot and humid. So when I opened that closet to clean out my closet, it was not a pleasant experience.
I did not
puke again. I have a pretty strong stomach, but I'll tell you what, it did not smell good. And that's my story.
Oh. Ryan, tell us the one you told us outside. I know you want to.
So a while ago, I was at my friend David's house, and I was being a sad boy.
Shout out to you, David. We'll share this to you.
And I was being a sad boy, and I had drank a little too much beer, actually a lot too much beer, and I was just going to crash there. So I went into this bedroom called the creepy room, as we lovingly called it. And it was kind of creepy. It was painted up like a kid's room. Like, just not cool.
I remember that room.
Yeah, the creepy room. And I laid down and kind of got the feeling that I had to puke. And I stood up.
It's 80.
And went to the bathroom and puked in the toilet and missed it quite a lot. And
that initial splurge always just, it's like a shocking effect.
It was bad.
Like, you might get 20% of it in, but the other 80's going everywhere.
I got sick, obviously, and missed a lot of the toilet, and it was everywhere. So I figured I would do the nice thing and at least clean up my mess. So I started cleaning it up. You know, I just grabbed this random, you know, rag and towel set that was in there and started, you know, cleaning it up the best I could. And I thought I did a really, really good job. Apparently, I didn't. And I didn't know what to do with the rags, so I just threw them in the shower. And next morning, I woke up, and David was like, hey, I had to clean the bathroom because of you. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. I was like, I tried real hard. He's like, it's fine. Well, apparently, the rags that I had used were these, like, family heirloom hand-me-downs from, like, his great-grandma or something. And he had to throw them away because they were just ridden.
So take this moment, Ryan, to apologize to David officially over the
year. I've apologized to him in person, but I publicly apologize to you, David, for ruining your great-grandma or grandma's towels that she gave to you from when you were a child. And yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, David.
Shit happens, though.
It does.
All right.
Heirlooms are meant to be ruined.
That is true. That is.
I
firmly
agree. They'll eventually get ruined. You're up, Kevin.
Life ruined.
I'm gonna tell you about the last time I vomited. And this could get dicey. So I was living in Wilmington in an apartment with Josh, right? And we're down. His father had like kind of a bar thing, a private bar going on. At a vape shop, which I don't think either still exist, but got wrecked down there, pretty well wrecked, and I was doing something really stupid. My friend Jeff makes Carolina Reaper hot sauce.
Oh, no.
And I was drinking spiced rum, straight. So I decided to put a few drops of Carolina Reaper
into your vape.
No, not into my vape.
Okay, good.
Into my beer, because it's spiced rum. I wanted it to be more spicy.
Well, it was
little
more
did
spicy.
I know. What do they call the heat units of
Scovilles?
Little did I know, mixing that shit with alcohol.
Oh, amplifies it.
Not only amplifies it, but will make you sick no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Just like Ipecac, basically.
So if you put hot sauce in any alcohol,
it takes a while, but it does. Because I only had probably 3 drinks. So I wasn't like lit. I had a good buzz on. I went upstairs. I was like, I don't really feel that good. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to lay down. They all left and went to Waffle House. Shit face drunk. Like, what
it's
drove?
The thing to
they
do.
Drove
is,
to Waffle House. Shit face drunk.
It's the thing to do. It's America.
On probation and on a suspended license.
It's the thing to do. It's America.
It's American.
It's America.
And I go to lay down, and I pass out for maybe a couple hours, and I wake up, and they're still not back, and then I was like, I'm gonna puke now. And I couldn't move.
Oh, no.
I could not move at all. I think I was in, like, sleep paralysis, so I puked all over myself, all over my bed, all over my memory foam pillows, which does not come out, so
no,
I had to
just
throw those away.
No, soaks up like a sponge and just solidifies.
And laid there for, like, maybe 15 minutes before I realized what just happened. I was out of it, and I hadn't even drank that much. I called them. I said, hey, you guys coming back soon? And they were like, what's going on? I said, I just puked all over myself, like woke up vomiting, and like have no idea. Like, I'm kind of nervous, kind of scared I'm going to die. And they were like, you're fucking lying to us. And I was like, okay. So when they got back, I was so pissed that I walked out in the hallway and just threw my pillow on the floor in front of their feet. And it splattered all over their pants.
Yeah. It's metal as
fuck. I was like, fuck you guys, I'm going back to bed. And I slept on the couch.
Yeah, Kevin.
Call me out on my bullshit when I almost died in bed.
All right.
Bad. That was good. I will now explain to the audience the most drunk I've ever been. And it has always been my reminder, don't drink in excess. Once you reach your limit, don't keep going. And then after you reach your next limit, don't keep going again. So, I was at a party with my friend Brandon, and at the time my girlfriend Ashley, and it was in a college apartment dorm type deal. So me and my friend Brandon got a bottle of Jack. He'd never had Jack, and I was like, Jack's good, we'll drink it. So we got a handle of Jack, big bottle. We got a big bottle of Bacardi for all the girls. They already had their stuff, but we got an extra bottle for them, and then we got a 30 case of PBR.
Oh no.
So I start just tearing into the Jack, just drinking it straight out of the bottle. I give it to Brandon. He tries it. He's like, oh, that's awful. I'm like, what? Have you never had whiskey before? He's like, no, but I hate it. So it's then my duty to drink the entire bottle of Jack by myself because I paid like $30 for it. So I drank the entire bottle of whiskey myself. They took about 2 shots out of the Bacardi that I got them, so I drank that entire bottle of Blue Hurricane Bacardi to myself.
I've heard this story.
And now I'm like, oh no, this entire 30-pack of PBR hasn't been drank. So I then proceed for the next hour or two to drink the entire 30-case of PBR to myself. And after I finish the last can, I'm sitting there. I am annihilated out of my mind. I'm on a different plane of existence. Near alcohol poisoning.
You should be dead.
I should be dead.
You probably did have alcohol poisoning.
And then, probably. And then a girl at the party, Shayla, my girlfriend Ashley's best friend, we both go in the bathroom and I begin to vomit for 5 hours straight. Blue whiskey beer vomit.
A blue whiskey beer.
And to this day, I can never drink Jack Daniels again. 5 hours straight vomiting. So I finally get back to the living room and I just pass out. And that's why I can never drink Jack Daniels again, and that's why I'll never drink in excess again.
How did you feel the next morning?
I did not feel good. I woke up at about 1, 2, everyone had already been awake for 4 hours, 2 people kicking me, telling me, we have to get out of here, we have to live our lives, we can't just sleep. And I'm like, okay. So I do that.
I got a good short one.
All right, go for it. Good, we'll finish up this segment with that.
All right, I used to live with my friend Patrick in Foxglove Apartments. I don't know if any of you know what Foxglove is, but they're dinky, like, basically.
Shout out to Patrick, I know you.
Patrick, your dog. They're, basically, what would you call it? Efficiency apartments, I guess. There's, like, 1 bedroom, 1 bath, like, a living room and a kitchenette. But, I decided it'd be cool one night to do what we called a drinking marathon.
That's a bad idea.
We would shotgun some beers. And since he lived really close to Speedway and I needed cigarettes, we would sprint to Speedway after shotgunning a beer. And what's funny is we didn't sprint the whole way. We told everybody we sprinted the whole way, but we sprinted to like the end of the parking lot and we're like, holy fuck. And just walked and got cigarettes. I smoked all the way back. And he gets in there and he's like, I'm fucking pumped. And he stops, like about to say pumped. And he's like, I'm going to fucking puke everywhere. Mind you, it was a death sprint. Like, I was probably the Usain Bolt of the apartment complex. Trying to get to, because he was on like the back end.
Not everyone knows this about Kevin, but he's like 7 feet tall. His legs are like basically stilts.
Yeah, my head's touching the ceiling and I'm sitting down.
Yep.
It's pretty wild.
He's a freak. So anyways, he can run real fast.
So next thing I know, Patrick's in the bathroom. It's not even me throwing up. I didn't throw up at all. Patrick's in the bathroom for 2 fucking hours.
Dying.
Puking up Little Caesars and Little Kings.
Oh.
That's your problem, man.
Little Kings is good.
It's good, but it'll mess you up
if you drink something young. It sneaks up on you. Bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of throwing up.
You gonna throw up now?
No.
No, we have
yeah, to eat. I drank so much stuff.
Yeah, two
so
pints.
So much alcohol.
2 pints.
I'm gonna die.
Rest in peace.
Rip. Speaking of throwing up, you wanna try some bad shit?
Yeah, let's do this. Alright, so we have a new segment called The Boys Try Bad Shit. It's literally just shit we try that we know will be bad, but we do it for the audience. This is for you guys.
Oh God!
I went to the local Wally World with my fiance Kayla the other day, and she said, "Ew, that's fucking gross." Hot and spicy cinnamon Oreos, and I went to Walmart today to get a couple things, and guess what? I fucking bought them. But here we go, boys. Let's review these hot and spicy cinnamon Oreos.
Let's toast it. It smells like... They smell like Big Red.
They smell straight like Big Red.
And they taste like ass.
Oh.
This is so bad.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. We gotta finish at least one, boys.
And he's like crying like he's a 4-year-old.
It's literally like someone took 2 Oreo crackers and put
them. To me, it kind of tastes like, I don't taste the spicy to it, though.
No, but it's like someone put a fucking slice of Big Red in between 2 Oreo
crackers.
I don't
taste that either. It tastes sweet, not spicy. It tastes like a cinnamon Pop-Tart, but I don't like those.
I think they're pretty good.
Well, I said earlier, hopefully
oh,
one
God.
Of us...
Oh.
Nope, Ryan redacts a statement. Maybe it's because we've been drinking hearty beer.
No, it's not that good.
No, it's real bad.
There was one portion of bad. I don't know. They were pretty good.
So, well, they're yours, Ryan. I said before we started recording, I hope one of us likes them
so
they can take
them. Bad things. What were the flavors that you got on the bring down for the jelly beans?
I had,
Do you want a PBR? Another one.
I think I had a Tutti Frutti. I got lucky. I had a Tutti Frutti, popcorn. I had one bad one. Well, allegedly bad. I had dog food, and I liked it. Like, they were like, oh, it'll either be like, it was either like chocolate or dog food. And I took a bite of it and got into it. I'm like, you know what? This is pretty good. Because it kind of tasted like bacon, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Dog food jelly beans are pretty good.
So what we're talking about is that Bamboozled game where you get like a bunch of jelly beans that look the same and it can either be something good or fucking terrible.
It's Bernie Bot's every flavor beans, pretty
basically,
much.
Yeah, basically. But,
refreshing.
Oh, 2 blue ribbons. What do you know? Oh, yeah. Open that. On air. Yep. Open yours on air. Get that. All right. So, mine, I drew one of the orange ones. It was, like, orange and, like, speckled. And I was like, oh, this could either be, like, mango or popcorn. Or a dead fish.
Or butthole vomit.
Oh,
and
it was a dead fish.
And Josh looks at me and goes, so just so you know, they put 2 of each good one in there, and I found all 4 of those by accident. So you're going to eat dead fish. Fuck. And what got me was the candy shell on those tastes like the good ones. So I was like, oh, it's mango. And then I bit into it. Three seconds go by.
They do
like,
that
God,
so you just
damn
can't.
It.
They and do then, that so you just can't let them sit in your mouth and get the flavor
yeah.
and spit it out.
Then I drew a white one.
The white ones are dangerous.
Coconut or spoiled milk?
It was spoiled milk.
It was the worst. But I'm a trooper. I didn't spit. He's like, you spit it out. And I was like, no.
You know what sucks about that? That there's people that have to develop those flavors.
and they have to try them
to make sure it's accurate.
God damn it.
What a
milk.
Shit job. I know a lot of people who I would like to give that job to.
The worst is when it's too bad and you have to tone it up a little bit. Like, people will vomit if they eat this.
Yeah.
I would know because I bombed it.
I saw some of the shit on the back of that can and I couldn't do it. I was just like, yeah. I'll try too, but that's it.
It's fun though.
It is kind of fun. Yeah, go buy Bamboozled jelly beans.
Me and Ryan just switched to our new beer we've never had, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I never drink PBR.
Yeah, it's not bad, honestly.
I'm drinking the new Pale Ale.
I drink PBR every day.
Yeah.
The new Pale Ale is so good, though.
Yeah, the new American Pale Ale is solid.
It's really good.
It's not like... I was telling somebody about it the other day, and they're like, well, you just like it because it's Pabst Blue Ribbon and you love PBR.
It's not.
I'm like, no, it's a good beer.
It tastes nothing like Pabst.
It's really good. It's almost... Yeah. I tasted a little bit of fruitiness in it almost. It's kind of got a little sweet...
It's got a summery...
It's got a sweet kick to it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of American Pale Ales are like that, but...
It's good. I would definitely recommend it. I'm definitely going to buy a six-pack as soon as I can.
Should we move on to our final thing?
Oh, we got a couple more. So
we're not going to do Marvel shit with Ryan.
Yeah, no, we'll skip that. We'll have to do the trailer shit next time, even though the Infinity War trailer did just drop. But we were going to...
I forgot.
We're going to be... Who we'd be okay with passing away?
Or should we combine the two?
No, I think we should do both.
Let's do both.
Okay. Ryan, it's all you, it's not, all the it's segment not, is who is someone in the world, anyone, that you'd be okay with passing away?
You're not killing them.
Like,
you're not threatening them.
They would just
them.
Die.
If they would die, and you'd be like, whatever. I got mine.
It can be anyone. It can be a celebrity. It can be somebody you know that nobody else knows.
Or someone that everyone knows.
I mean, I don't know how many... I don't know. I'm not going to do that. Because he's too close to home. I don't think you don't know who he is, but I know you know who he is. And we'll just talk about it later. Someone passed away that I'm so tired of. Man. Axl Rose.
Thank you.
He's done, right, man. He's just right. A fat, sad cowboy.
He just needs
he's
to just, wait. Thank you.
He's just quit at life. This point, he's just boneless meatloaf.
Thank you so much.
Like, I hated Axl Rose when he was a young guy, and I hate him even more now because he's fat.
He's still trying.
And he looks like a cowboy. He can't perform, he can't sing, forgets, yeah, fuck him. I hate Axl Rose.
So if he died,
thank you.
If he passed away, you would be okay with it.
I'd be totally fine. It'd be the end of Guns N' Roses.
There you go.
Which is probably one of my least favorite
yours?
Bands.
I'll go.
I don't know his name, but the singer from Seether.
Okay.
Oh, dude, come on.
Hang on. There is not...
Like Seether.
There is no reason for them to be covering Black Honey by Thrice.
Okay.
He butchered it. I get it. It's cool that an arena rock band is covering Thrice, because Thrice were nobodies like 5 years ago.
Right.
At all.
But now because of that, Kevin would be okay with him passing away.
Yeah, because he... Like, I saw the live video, and I saw them perform it, and it was just not fucking good.
Don't shit on Seether, because I love Seether.
No, I'm not shitting on Seether. Good. I'm shitting on him for doing that.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Yeah. So he can die.
Andy?
Nicolas Cage.
No. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, because that asshole stole the Declaration of Independence. Hey, fuck him.
Before you reiterate, let me just say, there's the greatest video on YouTube ever.
Not the bees?
No, not. It has that in it.
It's the
bees. It has that in it. But it is the top 20, like, Nicolas Cage freakout moments in movies. And it's, like, 10 minutes long, and it's the funniest shit you'll ever see in your life.
Why do you hate Nicolas Cage?
Because he is a god-awful actor, and he tries, and people actually like him, and it makes me despise people that I would normally like that actually like him.
Have you ever seen Raising Arizona?
Yes.
I love that movie.
It's really bad.
It's really funny.
Because of Nicolas
Cage. No, it's Kate, really
funny. Here's a good one.
John Goodman's in that fucking movie.
Let's brighten the mood. Who is someone who has passed away who you would bring back?
Oh
wow.
Let's take away an evil and add a good.
Ryan fuck button putting it up, dude. Yeah. That's a real good. Okay, so.
Someone you would bring back.
Prince.
Harambe.
Okay, human.
Damn it. What are you saying? That's a pretty bold statement.
I know.
Is Prince really a human, though?
He's more of an alien than anyone else
I
know.
True.
I'd bring back Chris Cornell. I changed my mind.
Man, that's a good one.
I'd probably bring back Stephen Hawking, just in a regular body, just having a good life, not in a wheelchair, not hating his life. He was a brilliant guy.
And he's a lot of money. I'm sure he had a pretty good life.
Given a lot to us, and I think he just needs to be alive a little longer. Maybe it was about to make a breakthrough. I'd bring Stephen Hawking back.
Or they just check his hard drive.
They can back everything up. Oh, God. Me and Ryan were just discussing earlier that if he was running on Windows XP system, and I was like, oh, I'm sure they upgraded him at some point. I think he was running on Windows 10. And then we were like, he probably had a bunch of phone sex with Cortana.
They probably backed up Stephen Hawking to the cloud.
Yeah. His plot whole, twist. His entire consciousness.
Plot twist. He backed himself up to iCloud. Now his iCloud account is an activation lock and nobody can get into it.
Oh, fuck.
Until one day.
All right, there's a lot of people who say I'm wrong on this, but I would bring back Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
Because he started such a big thing and died so young. What he could have done in the future and just kept on doing would have been awesome. And everybody's like, well, he just would have ended up doing, you know, like a solo acoustic thing. And Nirvana would have broken up, and we wouldn't have had the Foo Fighters. And I'm like, yeah, but you would have 5 more Nirvana records. That probably would have been better. Awesome.
See, that's a
better. Awesome. You would have some product of Kurt Cobain, and it would be great. And hell, if he was still alive, maybe he just would have been shit for the rest of his career. Maybe he didn't have much more in him. But he could at least hang around with Butch Vig and make awesome grunge records with other bands.
But you gotta think, would he be as big today as he is if he would have stayed alive?
Probably. I do not...
You know why Jimi Hendrix was so big? Because Jimi Hendrix innovated the electric guitar.
I do not like...
He
did like...
a thing. Kurt Cobain innovated a genre. He made a musical movement.
I do not like Nirvana. They're not my cup of tea. Sometimes, it depends on the song. If I've heard it too many times, I will change the channel. I don't want to hear it. But I respect the shit out of them because they kicked down the fucking door for grunge and punk.
They did.
Like, bands like Every Time I Die.
Yeah, they kicked down the fucking door.
And you wouldn't have the Foo Fighters.
You wouldn't have Dave Grohl playing Satan in Tenacious D's movie.
That's something everybody needs to know.
So... Let's break it back to a dark place.
I kind of wanted to hold off on this segment of the podcast just because people are sensitive. 70
minutes in.
But we are 70 minutes in, and I'm just going to announce this right now. This segment of this podcast is called Who Would You Holocaust?
Or Genocide.
I think I like Holocaust.
I like Holocaust.
I have nothing
too.
Against Jews, but like Holocaust is just a broad
this is
term.
Not a this is not a race thing.
It's not a race thing. It's just a group of people thing. Who would you kill a group of people if you could?
Culture.
And it's 3 choices per person. Ryan, I hope you've been thinking about it since
I kind of forgot about it.
Okay. Well, Kevin, you got yours?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. First one, and this is just straight up blunt to the face, Juggalos. And I think that includes ICP.
Yeah,
probably. I'd say so. So Juggalos first, all right off the bat. Second, talk show hosts.
Mm. You don't like Alex Jones?
More like Oprah.
Oh, so like daytime talk shows.
Most like, yeah, more
Regis
like...
Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, that stuff. They're all dead. They're all dead. All at the same time, just dropped
in. I got a good one.
And I'm going to have to say the third one is going to have to be...
Bueller.
What?
Bueller? Have you ever seen Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Continue.
I'm going to have to say the third one is going to be bad drivers.
Okay. All right.
Or actually, you know what? Let me change that. Semi-truck drivers.
All right. That's better. I like that better.
Because I have yet to meet a semi-truck driver that was not a fucking asshole. You're merging onto a highway, they won't fucking get over. They do not care because they have already passed 15 exits and they did the same thing. They just kept going at 55 miles an hour, you're going 70, and you're like, oh shit, I'm about to collide with this semi. I better slam on my brakes.
One of mine's actually pretty related to yours.
Okay. Kevin, you're up.
Feminists.
Okay.
That's not the one that's related to yours.
I wasn't going
to
go there, but...
Feminists. We're there.
I hate them. God, I hate him.
The whole thing is be equal, and feminists are like, oh, women should be equal with men. Guess
Get rid
what?
Of them.
Feminists are not wanting to be equal with men. They want feminists, to females to be God.
I just don't care.
Do it.
The second one is Evangelists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen, fuck him. Get rid of him. What ruined it for me was the hurricane victim bullshit, or the flood victims, Texas flood victims. They're flooding down in Texas. All the telephone lines are down.
But donate to God so I can expand on my mansion.
Stevie Ray Vaughan lyrics. Yep, but I don't want to get fucking mud on my church floor, so no. And people who use the remainder of an ending lane to pass all of traffic.
Okay.
I fucking wish they would keep going 100 miles per hour into oncoming traffic.
Or just no one lets them over and they just crash into the cones and then the guardrail.
I never let them do it. I never let them over. I will pretend I'm about to, and when they go, I just, fuck you. Shoot right in front of them. Every time.
Oh, God. Ryan, you're up. This is a tough one, man. I'm sorry.
I know. I think I'm doing all right.
All right.
I kind of forgot my second one. Oh, no, I forgot. I got it. Okay. First, be sportscasters.
Okay. Why?
Not the people who announce what's happening during the game, but the
people who talk about it afterwards?
The people, no, not even that. Before, during, and afterwards, fine. That's part of the television.
Like program. The chick that doesn't know what she's talking about on the field?
That, and then the 1 o'clock on a Tuesday during football season, was it SportsCenter, and it's just three dudes dressed up super fancy for some reason talking about fucking sports ball. And I'm like, why don't I just fucking put on my stonewashed jeans and my Walmart V-neck and grab myself a Budweiser and fucking eat a shitty hot dog? It's just, I don't know. Like, I just don't like sportscasters. I think it's...
We're not here to judge. They're dead, dude.
They talk about, like, shit that could happen.
That doesn't...
It's like, okay, cool. Thanks. Like, you guys are just a bunch of fucking jock sniffers. You know?
We're not here to judge, man. They're dead.
Yeah,
they're dead for you, right, man.
People who ask for discounts at the register.
Excellent.
Like, you work retail.
Oh, yeah.
I worked retail for many years.
I did work retail as well.
You did work retail.
Hot topic.
You ring something up, you give them their total, and it's $126.76, and they say, well, you got any discounts on that? Is there any discounts on this? Like, or can I have a discount like that?
I just pushed fucking buttons.
People who ask for discounts for the sake of, you should give me a discount because I don't want to pay more. Like, I hate that.
This is America, man. Just pay the price and buy it, man.
That's how I buy stuff.
This is consumerism. You buy it.
I've had friends like, you know, man, you could have saved like 10% if you would have did this and this. I'm like, yeah, but it's mine.
I've only done this once. I went to FYE not too long ago, and they're like, do you want to sign up for our car to get you 25% off, and you can cancel it tomorrow? And I was like, fuck it, sure,
why
not?
That's different. They offered you a way to get a discount.
The girl behind the register was like, you can just cancel it, like, call us tomorrow.
One of my previous jobs, if you opened up a store card, you got 5% off, and people would ask for discounts. And I would say, I really just can't give you something, but if you sign up for one of our credit cards, I can give you 5%. And it's like, hey, you asked for something. Here is a solution with the outcome that you want.
Not good enough, though.
Not good enough.
I could say that Tyler's parents from 21 Pilots can go fuck themselves, because they're the reason I lost my job at Hot Topic, because I would not sell them shit at a discount because it was their son's merchandise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Then they realize they're taking money out of their son's pocket.
They're being fucking dicks is what they were doing.
Like, they should be freaking ecstatic that their shit little band from Columbus, Ohio, that used to open for metal bands, actually has shit in Hot Topic. Like,
tons of it.
Yeah.
Tons of it. Yeah. We want a discount. It's our son. No, fuck your son.
This is an unpopular opinion. I love 21 Pilots. This is Andy. I'm sorry.
It's not an unpopular opinion. 21 Pilots was a beautiful band.
Oh, I just meant amongst us.
Oh, no. I'm agreeing with you. 21 Pilots was a beautiful band in the beginning. Like, the first two records are gold. That second record doesn't really even exist anymore because Fueled by Ramen shits on every fucking band that they signed.
You can't find regional best anywhere.
Yeah. Like, the self-titled record...
Even though it's their best
regional
album.
Regional best are great. Everything else after post-Fueled by Ramen has just been awful.
Regional best is their best by far. All right, who's your third pick, Ryan?
Man, I got so worked up and frustrated with the first two that I forgot my third. No.
Don't do that.
Please, God.
Don't do that.
Twilight fans?
No.
Destiny's Neighbors?
No. Alright. This isn't a group of people, but this is a species.
It's not a race, right?
A species?
It's not a race.
Okay, God.
Cats.
Please. Oh, no.
I fucking hate cats. They make me sneeze. I'm allergic. Their hair gets everywhere. I hate cats. Your cat pissed on my jacket one time.
Oh, no. I watched it.
Your cat's a jerk. Yeah. I don't like cats. I have a bunch of cats that live outside of my apartment, and they all need to fucking die.
Okay. All
right.
No judgment. They're all dead.
No, right? We're not moving on. I have a very strong disdain for cats.
I'm sorry.
In fact, I hope Chinese restaurants are serving up cats because, one, that's fucking tasty, and two, that means there's less fucking cats in the world.
Well, we weren't going to pull the race card, but you just blew that shit out of the fucking water. Fucking right out of the water.
It's fine. It's a common stereotype. Oh, it's not a race thing at all.
It's not racist if it's stereotypically correct. People love watermelon.
Can I just say, my dad was real good friends with a guy that owned a Chinese restaurant, and we would always go there, and it was awesome, and he was real good friends with this guy, Johnny. And he would always call it the cat house. He'd call it the cat house to me all the time. And then one day when we were sitting inside, I was probably like 7 or 8, and I said, "Oh, hi, Johnny, I love the cat house." And my dad's like, "No, no, 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 no." He's like, "We don't say that around them." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, God. Well.
There we go. Time. We got our segments.
It's time.
Let's do this shit.
It's time.
It's time to interview Ryan Fuckbutton.
I'm really scared.
It's all good.
After the
first... What color is your underwear?
Currently?
Yeah.
It's black.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been...
It matches my pants so people don't know why my pants are falling
hoodie.
Down.
All right. My hoodie. In case you missed it, Ryan plays drums, formerly guitar, for Derailed.
Correct.
How's the new album going?
It's
still just a single?
Technically there's 2 singles that exist. One is not released. It needs some brushing up to do, but everything's written. We're just jamming and playing it. Because you can't just go into the studio and like record freshly written songs. You have to practice them. And like, honestly, we did a nine day tour in February. And since then we've kind of been just relaxing and just practicing whenever. So we really haven't put forth a lot of effort, but summer's coming up and that's when we normally crank a lot of stuff out. So
good.
Hopefully the timeline of events is, you know, this summer we're gonna pretty much play every show we can, practice whenever we can, get all the new stuff learned and mastered and figured out, and then hopefully by, I think we're shooting for like November, December.
Are you producing it?
Myself and Brandon Mertz. Oh, Grandpa.
Grandpa's gonna help.
We're doing a collab.
Collabing.
I'm doing some stuff.
So is it still, like, is it still gonna sound raw?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not gonna let Grandpa too much.
Okay, good.
It's gonna be good. Pure blood. It's just gonna be, you put that shit on the grill for 1 second, flipped it, and then just served it.
That's the
out.
One thing I like about Derailed. It just sounds gritty. What did I say to you? You guys are like,
you're nothing special.
Nothing
but
special.
You're really good at being nothing special.
Yes, you are nothing special, but
and
you're really good.
I really like special. That compliment because if you listen to like Smoke on the Water, it's nothing special, but damn it, it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just great song. The Seven Nation Army, White Stripes.
It's a horrible song.
It's the easiest riff to
play. It's a horrible,
but it's
easy
great.
Song, but it's a good song.
Oh, so I love the White Stripes, too. I'm a little biased. Meg White's my favorite.
Jack White's new album just leaked yesterday.
Did it?
It's fantastic.
I'm about to go.
It's fantastic.
He just signed with EVH Guitars.
That's fine. Whatever.
It's so
Jack,
out of character.
It's Jack White.
Who
the fuck cares?
Yeah, Jack White can do whatever he wants, yeah.
Let's see. You guys just got back from tour. Well, not just, but...
About a month ago.
What was your favorite stop?
I have three favorite stops. From the least favorite to the most favorite, I would have to say... And I'm not saying like it was my least favorite. It's... The first of the winners, or the last of the winners.
Gotcha.
Would be the warehouse in our hometown of Washington Courthouse. The reason it's third is because we play there a lot. But it was just, it's always fun being there. I love Molly. Huge shout out to her for letting us, you know, invade that place and do what we do. Second, and a lot of people might think I'm weird for saying this, was Blackheart's Ball in Newport, Kentucky. Because every band that I'm, like, super close with or super good friends with was there. The way it was a two-stage show, so there was one stage upstairs and one stage downstairs. Each band was 5 minutes apart, so you could literally see every band on the bill. We co-headlined that show, and it went super well. There was, I think the door count was just under 450.
It was actually...
It's awesome.
Was it more than
over
that?
Over 450. Last I heard, it was just below 500.
Okay, cool.
Which is nuts for a local show.
And that was all locals. There was no touring. There were no regional or national touring.
Nothing special.
And then my favorite show of tour was actually the last show because, you know, we did a Midwest tour in February, which is basically saying don't do that. Because the Midwest in the middle of February is a ghost town and there's not much going on out there.
Icy wasteland.
You meet a lot of cool people, but man, your shows don't go super great. We had some good ones. We had some fun. But coming home, I guess you could call it, coming back to Columbus and seeing people that I knew and playing to a packed room and just being there after being gone and seeing, you know, my friends from Cincinnati, you two were both there, was just the perfect end of tour.
It was me.
It was mostly Andy.
Yeah, it was Andy. I kicked him. So
I saw that nice bubble butt walking around, and I just had to go give it a good old grab.
I'm trying to think of another good
stab and grab.
Good interview question.
I have one.
You got one?
What's your favorite venue you've ever played at?
Like ever?
All time. Favorite show you've ever played, and why?
Favorite show I've ever played. That would have to be our last year, almost on the dot. We did our CD release show for our full length Hanging Tree, which you can...
I remember seeing a flyer, someone shared it as a previous post, and I got pissed because I was like, oh, fuck, it says 2017.
That was at the warehouse, and we had this band from Columbus called the Comos, which are like this really peppy, psychedelic rock band play. A band from Indiana that we're pretty good friends with called For the Fire. Our sister brother band, Avanti, and then us. And it was the first time that I had ever produced an entire album. You know, it's 10 songs. A lot of my friends were there. There was a ton of people there, just kids going crazy. And it just, that night was awesome. And, yeah, that was my favorite show I've ever played to date.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, and
I gotta say, you told me about one instance where a kid recognized you, and you said, "You're the guy from Derailed," and I said, "That's what you were working for this whole time." Doesn't matter if you're signed, doesn't matter if you're labeled, doesn't matter if you're making millions of dollars. That's all that matters. It happens. One person recognizes you and says, "You're a badass."
Yeah, it happens around town a lot, because not only do we play at the warehouse where a lot of like kids go to.
I did it.
Yeah. I was at a show at Bogart's in Cincinnati. It was August Burns Red in 68.
Good show.
Yeah. Huge, huge show. Bunch of people there. Nearly sold out crowd. And I always kind of think like when I go to Cincinnati and I go to a larger metal show that I probably know a couple people in the crowd from the music scene. But these two long-haired, grungy-looking kids walked up to me and were like, "Hey, aren't you the guy from Derailed?" And I initially, like, laughed because it was just funny. And I stopped and I looked at them and they were, like, serious. And I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." And they were like, "Dude, you guys are fucking awesome." Like, started freaking out. And I was there with John Gibbs and Lexi Remy and her boyfriend at the time. And they, like, scurried off and they looked at me and they were like, "Wait, did this just happen?" And it's, yeah, that was cool.
That's what
and
I
they were.
Down.
They were stoked. Like, they were at that point in time, they were more excited about running into me and talking to me than they were just to be at that show.
Yeah, that's what I told Ryan. It's not about making the big bucks. It's not about millions and millions of people listening to their music. It's about saying, "Hey, I made it. People know who I am. People know my music. People like my music. I did something."
How much do you hate playing drums?
Man, it's such a love-hate thing anymore. I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was a kid, a young kid, and I've probably only been playing drums for pushing 6 years, and that's with, you know, a good 5 year break between like starting and getting it down and then starting to play drums for my band. I really, really like it a lot because playing drums is fun because you get to hit stuff and it's just incredibly satisfying and there's that drummer's high that you get. But then I look at all my really sweet guitar gear that I've acquired over the years and I really miss using it and playing on stage. But man, playing drums is a lot of fun.
Well, you do play guitar for one song usually at a live show. Yeah, as long as Baxter's there.
As long as our friend Cody Baxter, the drummer from Avanti, is there, he'll hop up and play the last song with us. And I switch over to guitar and Caleb just runs around.
And we headbutt each other.
Yeah, we did.
I got one. It hurt. All right. So, this is a two-part question. What is your, in your opinion, your best song you guys have put out? And what is your favorite song to play?
Man, that's tough.
Because you know all about music. You can say, honest to God, what is your favorite? What is your... What is the song, in your opinion, the best?
Man, I don't know. I hesitate to say this, but, like, we get a lot of compliments from a lot of people, both that we're friends with and people who have just seen us for the first time. And I have people tell me that... you know, this song is their favorite and it's the best. And I have several, a lot of different opinions, but the song that we play last currently, cause it changes a lot, is called Break. And it's a good 2 minutes and 49 seconds of some just straightforward, chunky riff breakdown at the end and call it done. Like no bullshit with that song.
And that's where I kicked you.
Yeah, that was the song you kicked me.
That's the song I climb on everybody on the
most. Yeah. Probably my... That's probably the best crowd-pleasing song we have. Again, when we do it live, we do everything a little bit bigger and more ridiculous. Probably my favorite song to play on drums is definitely Pray For Me. Because it's got this, like... halftime feel and it's just really big and open. It's like taking an Every Time I Die song and slowing it down like 85%.
I feel it. You know, now that you say it, I can hear it.
It's just slower Every Time I Die. It's just slower low teens. That one song's really, really fun to play. Slow teens. We should call our next record Slow Teens.
Slow teens.
And we will, I think me and Kevin talked about this, we're gonna try and link Ryan, all of Ryan's shit, all of derailed shit in the bio/description. We're gonna see if we can.
Yes,
do that.
I'm gonna work on that.
But worst comes to worst, look up derailed, you'll find them.
Yeah, look up derailed. There's a black and white album cover with a tree, and another cover for the single with a guy with a bunch of nails on his head. It's like an X-ray. Yeah.
And if you like grunge, if you like grimy shit, then you need to look up some derailed.
Boneless Clutch.
I saw that comment today, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's kind of true, though.
It's the same time. Elements, man. That there was kind of the idea. Elements. We just took all the elements of all of our favorite bands and inspirations and threw it into one thing.
There you go.
I hear 68. I hear Every Time I Die. I hear Clutch. Well, I hear Sleep. I hear everything.
I don't want to set out and make music that sounds exactly like Band A.
Oh, yeah, but to a musician that knows all the bands that you guys are influenced by, like,
you want to put out
obvious.
You. Yeah. You want to put out what made you a musician. Us.
It's obvious, but at the same time, it's your own sound.
Mm-hmm. And you guys
like
did
I said,
it.
You guys are nothing special, but you're fucking good at it. So I think that about does it.
Cool.
You have anything to say to
the five people
that
are
listening? I have one last question. Do you have anything to say to any aspiring musicians?
Don't do it.
If you're sitting at home and you want to be a musician, you want to start a band and you want to do something, you want to play shows and put your music out there, fucking do it. And find a way to afford it. I skip meals and buying groceries to afford some of the gear that I buy and do the things that I do. And if you're afraid that, you can't find other people Or if you're working with somebody currently that's holding you back, fucking lose them and find somebody else.
There you go.
You know, because you might find the one Tom, Dick, or Harry that can play guitar, but there's another Tom, Dick, or Harry out there that can also play guitar and help you achieve what you want to do. And the only person stopping you from making music is you. And, you know,
their choices.
Don't make excuses, make records.
So, like I said, this Friday, March whatever.
23rd.
March 23rd, Thompson House, Newport, Kentucky.
The place where the
Tommy gun was invented. $12 at the door, $10 pre-sales.
Find get a hold of a band.
Get a hold of one of the bands on the flyer, look it up. I do not care, just be there.
Be there.
And the killer. Other, May 12th. Yep. Same place. Pretty much all the same bands.
There's a show in the middle of those two shows that hasn't been announced yet.
Holy okay, if it hasn't shit. Been announced, we're not going to say anything.
It's a secret it's, show.
It's keep your eyes peeled because it's going to be nasty.
Is it what you hinted at me?
It's got to be. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Keep your eyes no. peeled all right. and your eyes are open.
We will post links for Derailed. They are going to be the featured band of the week.
Congrats, Ryan.
Wow. You did it.
You're famous.
You did it. Last week it was Eternal Void.
All because four they people were, that are going to listen to this, they're going to be like, oh shit, pretty, Derailed.
Pretty high up on the charts with the Catharsis, so I was pretty excited. So I had to make them band of the week last week. But, yeah, none of the other band members are here. None of the other two band members are here.
Yeah. They don't even know.
We also discovered on our last episode, let me just make this a disclaimer, iTunes and Google Play doesn't like when you post music, so sorry for any hints that we were playing music. That didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen at all. It did on the actual Anchor app, though, which as soon as I push end, it's going to give an ad for Anchor app on Apple.
So, like, if you're trying to download Anchor app and listen to the first episode, you will hear the music, but other than that, you're going to have to look it up.
So we will post links in the post, in the bio, for Derailed Shit, and all that good stuff. All right. And this has been episode 2.
This has been episode 2 of Two Blue Ribbons. I'm Andy.
I'm Kevin.
And Ryan, send us off with a comment.
Skate fast, eat ass.